Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Cholak. The New Testament reading for today is from Acts chapter 25, verses 13 to 27. Now when some days had passed, Agrippa the king and Bernice arrived at Caesarea and greeted Festus. And as they stayed there many days, Festus laid Paul's case before the king, saying, "There is a man left prisoner by Felix. And when I was at Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews laid out their case against him, asking for a sentence of condemnation against him. I answered them that it was not the custom of the Romans to give up anyone before the accused met the accusers face to face and had opportunity to make his defense concerning the charge laid against him. So when they came together here, I made no delay, but on the next day took my seat on the tribunal and ordered the man to be brought. When the accusers stood up, they brought no charge in this case of such evils as I supposed. Rather, they had certain points of dispute with him about their own religion and about a certain Jesus who was dead, but whom Paul asserted to be alive. Being at a loss how to investigate these questions, I asked whether he wanted to go to Jerusalem and be tried there regarding them. But when Paul had appealed to be kept in custody for the decision of the emperor, I ordered him to be held until I could send him to Caesar. Then Agrippa said to Festus, 'I would like to hear the man myself.' 'Tomorrow,' said he, 'you will hear him.' So on the next day, Agrippa and Bernice came with great pomp, and they entered the audience hall with the military tribunes and the prominent men of the city. Then, at the command of Festus, Paul was brought in. And Festus said, 'King Agrippa and all who are present with us, you see this man about whom the whole Jewish people petitioned me, both in Jerusalem and here, shouting that he ought not to live any longer. But I found that he had done nothing deserving death. And as he himself appealed to the emperor, I decided to go ahead and send him. But I have nothing definite to write to my lord about him. Therefore, I have brought him before you all, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that after we have examined him, I may have something to write. For it seems to me unreasonable in sending a prisoner not to indicate the charges against him. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen." With great pomp, King Agrippa and Bernice come before the governor and before Paul to hear what this great and beautiful message is, that all the Jews would rise up against this one man for the thing that he is teaching and saying. He lays before them a man who was dead, who is now alive. And this is the crux. This is the cross. This is what causes the whole world to be stirred up against Paul, against Jesus, against you and me, against the church. Death has been defeated. Life has been restored to God's people. That which was lost is found. And the Lord himself has won a victory over all things. And all of his enemies have now been put under his feet and make a footstool for him. And so the world will rage. And the enemies of God will continue to plot in vain against the church and against you and me, and false charges will be brought, and false witnesses will be brought forward, and people will bear false testimony against you and me, and yet we have nothing to fear. For the Holy Spirit has connected you and me, has called us by the gospel, enlightened us with his gifts, sanctified and kept us in the true faith, and kept us with Jesus Christ in that true faith. It puts us there, in our loving Savior's arms, in the palm of his hand, where no enemy can get us. And so, emperors, kings, governors, we have nothing to fear. Your Lord Christ has won the victory. He has beaten death itself, Satan, and the world. In his peace, he has given you. In that peace, amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, your servant Joseph of Arimathea prepared the body of our Lord and Savior for burial with reverence and godly fear and laid him in his own tomb. As we follow the example of Joseph, grant to us, your faithful people, that same grace and courage to love and serve Jesus with sincere devotion all the days of our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.